the Ramones there, we're going to be hearing from the supposed real Roxanne, replying to that. And it all starts here, right now.
Yo, EMD.
Yeah, what's up, man?
I'm WRL.
You know that girl they call Roxanne? She's all stuck up.
Why you say that?
Cause you wouldn't give a guy like me no rap. Man, she was walking down the street, so I said, hello, I'm Kango from your T.O. And she's so, I said, so, baby, don't you know I can sing rap dancing just one show? Cause I'm Kango, Mr. Sophisticator. As far as I know, ain't nobody greater from beginning to end and to beginning. I never lose because I'm all about winning, but if I was to lose, I wouldn't be upset, cause I'm not a gambler, I don't bet, I don't be in no casino, and baby, playing Nizzo, the is, the grizzly, kizzle, and kizzle, I thought you'd be impressed and give me devious rap, I thought I had a book inside my sinister trap, I thought it'd be a piece of paper, but it was nothing like that, I guess that's what I give a thing, it ain't that right, black, it's a grizzly, to get some, and see Nizzo, I'm a wizard, grizzly, is like a teaser of his ass, just like a gizzle, with a bang, bang, brother, I feel bad, but I ain't committing suicide, but no crap. Calling her a crap is just a figure of speech. Cause she's an apple, a pear, a plum, and a peach. I thought I had it in the palm of my hand. But man, oh man, if I was grand, I'd bang Roxanne.
Roxanne, Roxanne.
Can't you understand?
Roxanne, Roxanne.
I wanna be your man. Yo, Kango, I don't think that you're dense, but you went about the matter with no experience. You should know, she doesn't need a guy like you, she needs a guy like me, with a high IQ. And she'll take to my rap, cause my rap's the best. The educated rapper MD will never fess. So when I met her, I wasted no time, but stuck up Roxanne, paid me no mind. She thought my name was Barry, I told her it was Gary. She said she didn't like it, so she chose to call me Barry. She said she loved to marry my baby, she would carry. And if he had a baby, he'd name the baby Harry. Her mother's name is Mary, which is really quite contrary. Her face is very hairy, and you can say he's scary. So does him not hairy, our father's a fairy. His wife's a secretary, his son's a military. To force him to enlist against him was involuntary. His daughter's name is Sherry, his son's a Tom and Jerry. Sherry had the flu, but it was only temporary. Back in January, or was it February? But every time I say this rhyme, if you kind of weary, it's only customary to get this commentary. Some say it's bad, some say it's legendary. You're searching all you want to try your local library. You never find a rhyme like this in any dictionary. But do you know, after all that, all I've received was a pat on my back. That's what you get, it happened to me. Ain't that right, Mixed Master ICE?
Roxanne, Roxanne. Roxanne, Roxanne.
You had a rope, you thought you was Cupid. But EMD, yo, rap was plain stupid. I know you're educated, but what will you learn? Not all girls want to be involved with bookworms. You gotta be strong in which you can't resist. So educated rapper, huh, bust this. Since she's a new girl around the block, I had to let her know I was the debonair doc. I said I'd like to speak with you if I can. And if I'm correct, hey, your name is Roxanne. She said, how'd you know my name? I said, it's getting around. Right now, baby, you're the talk of the town. Please let me walk you to the corner. My rap will be brief. She said, I've seen you before. You look like a thief. I said, me? The doc? A hood? A rock? Running around the street robbing people on the block? Nah, that's not my style. The crime, I'm not related. As far as I'm concerned, I'm too sophisticated. Then it seems I got beat because she cracked a smile. That let me know my rap was worth her while. She said, you call yourself a doctor. I said, this is true. She said, explain to me really what doctors must do. I said, this is very good because I don't say this every day. It's a major medical field the doctor must play. Dermatology is treatment of the skin. Infected and you see me over and over again. There's anesthesiology, ophthalmology, internal medicine, and plastic surgery, orthopedic surgery, and pathology of disease caused by the change of the body. She said, ooh, that's very unique. Gave me her number and kissed me on the cheek. She said she had to go, but she'd be back by 8. Told me call at 9 to arrange a date.
Did you take her to the beach?
That's what we planned, but she stood me up. Roxanne, Roxanne.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
I wanna be your man.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
and here's our game plan.
The beat is here,
so we will reveal it.
And if you think it's soft,
then Roxanne, feel it.
No. I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Yo, Kango.
Yeah, what's up, girl?
I'm the real Roxanne, and I'll rock your world.
But you're all stuck up.
Well, you say that, because I wouldn't give guys like you no rap. I was walking down the street in the afternoon. I gave you a smile, so you assumed that if you said hello, I wouldn't be flattered. But I kept walking, and your ego was shattered. I'm Roxanne, the Lady Devastator. I make it feel hotter than it is in Grenada. The R-O-X-A-N-N-E. Roxanne is who I be, and Kango King, you might be cute, but you ain't getting this cause you're much too soon. You wear that samurai sword on the side. I told all my friends and we all just died. I laughed so hard that my face turned blue. Why be an MC? You should learn Kung Fu. And by the way, if I'm such a crab, why all your girls look like scabs? First you call me a peach, the doctor wants to take me to the beach. I got a little rhyme for you each. I seen your girls, they both need at least. Such bow wow babies, I think they got rabies. You think you touching me, boy, you must be crazy. You got your nerve to wanna be my man. They call me the real
Roxanne, Roxanne.
Can't you understand?
Roxanne, Roxanne,
I wanna be your man.
Now, educated rapper, I'ma give you a fit, cause when you tried to talk to me, you was full of sh**. You see, the truth and the fact is that I don't need you. Your IQ is really 1.2. I don't like your rap cause your rap is dead. Educated rapper, no sense in your head. So when you met me, I paid you no mind. Dictionary breath, you're one of a kind. You said your name was Gary, didn't choose to call you Barry. Didn't care if your name was Mother Matter Harry. I choose to call you Sunny because you have a tummy. My father's not a furry, you're the one who walks with funny. Your nose is always runny, you look like Bugs Bunny. All your raps are old, ancient as a mummy. Your house is so slummy, your clothes are so bummy. But now with your hit record, all I want is your money. Educated rapper, you ain't nothing but a dummy. You try to be chummy or you play as Jim Rummy. I bet making love to you must really be crummy. You say it's customary to give your commentary. I say it's crappy full of strawberries. Your rap is so weak and your face is so scary. You always find a rap like yours in any cemetery. So do you know you didn't even pass? All you received was a kick in the ass. That's what you get, cause I had enough. And that right mix master ice cream puff.
Roxanne, Roxanne. Roxanne, Roxanne.
When I heard this record, I said, who's the producers? A group named Full Force? A bunch of losers, they're a singing group. So how should they know? Putting out records with UTFO. I'm what's happening, I know that's a fact. So UTFO, bust that. Since I'm the new girl around the block, the Kango Kid and especially Doc would like to sleep with me if he can. But you're just a boy, you're not even a man. The girls know your name, it's getting around. Dr. Ice, you're the laugh of the town. You tried to throw a game, but it wasn't working out. You lied about the beach, you took me to your house. I said, me, the rocks, give up the box. So you can brag about it for the next 6 blocks. She, you must be crazy, you're going too fast. Doctor, I don't know where your hands been last. You can't fool me, cause down beneath, you're a hood, a crook, a liar, a thief. I know how you operate from the start. You like to break dance and you like to break hearts. So listen up, cause I don't say this every day. Homegirl, huh, he's out of doctor play. The only operating that you do is ripping off cars in a minute or two. You stole Larry Last Cadillac, sold it back and kept the hubcaps. You are the one, you thought you had me wrong, but you hung yourself with your own stethoscope. You said, ooh, now what the hell was that? Your voice went high, now it sounds real whack. You called me at 9 to arrange the date. I said, meet me at the beach and don't be late.
But did you meet him at the beach?
Hells no, in the middle of December when it's 20 below, I'm the real
Roxanne, Roxanne.
I wanna be your man.
Roxanne, Roxanne.
And here's our game plan.
Where's the beat? You guys can't deal it. I need a man who can make me feel it.
Yes. Okay, so this is WMFO Medford 91.5 Tech Community Radio. Woohoo!
One terror is that if you play music like the way I do, okay, obviously already, if I put as much into a song as I possibly can on your show, automatically for 5-10 minutes, it's very hard for me to speak articulately or to talk to you, you see, because
okay, you're pumped
because
up
I've,
back there,
because
sure.
I've quite given myself totally to that. It's Dionysic. If you know the difference between Dionysic and Apollonian art.
I'm not too good on that.
Dionysic art in Greek times was where like a bunch of people would get together and they'd erect a paper phallus 50 feet long and carry it around and chant to some god that they believed in, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sort of, how should I say, the creation of an event. It's eventful art.
Mm-hmm.
Apollonian is when you just make a statue and it's there forever and it's set out very clearly.
Okay.
There's a Dionysic element to my art that does, I suppose a lot of people might be frightened to be me, but I'm quite happy to be.
Oh,
Now throw your hands up in the air
and shake them through the atmosphere.
And if you're feeling good,
you're on the go.
Somebody say jiggalo.
Jiggalo.
So jiggalo, y'all. Just jigga, jigga, jiggalo, y'all.
TV and a funky stereo.
Oh yeah.
But I have no time to enjoy myself, cause I'm putting on an MC show. I got a penthouse facing Central Park. Here I got a lovely view. You just come on over to my crib, girl, and it'll be about me and you. I turn off my TV and my stereo, and then I even close my door.
Hey, what?
And by the time I finish a new sweetheart, you wanna come back for more.
Oh, no, yeah.
Cause my picture's in Jet Magazine. I'm on the cover. This is Mr. Hyde. Well, I think it's time for Dr. Jekyll to rock. So come on, Doc, it's your turn to rock.
Some girls call me a lover, but darling, that I can't deny.
Woo.
There ain't a woman on earth that I can't handle. I give them all the time. You know
what?
I'm a policeman to all the fellas,
because
I can stop them before they start. And I'm a fireman to all the young ladies, because I can put out the fire in their heart. I'm like Superman, and don't you know, they call me the Man of Steel. So, when you come to my house and you walk through the door, please remember to close the gate.
Why, Doc?
Cause when you come to see Dr. Jekyll, I'll be ready to operate.
Now, we walk these streets without a care.
Spend cash money like millionaires.
And we walk on water, fly through air.
And got a picture of myself on her underwear.
And like Ginger Rogers,
Freddie Astaire.
And like Boo Boo Girl,
and Yogi the Bear.
And tell the Ranger,
he best beware of the two MCs that are debonair.
Say, it's come on and give that bass a play.
And if you're feeling good and you got it like that, somebody say, and you know that.
And you know that.
Now if you feel in the mood to dance, now's the time, this is your chance. Just get on the floor, don't hesitate. While I rock my mic and start to operate. Yeah, I'm on time each and every time. And I can mix the beat and the rock, and just a short 5 and 5 adds up to 10. If I can do it once, well, I can do it again. So Dr. Jekyll,
me,
my man,
come on,
just get on them. I can do what you
well,
can.
Well, just get up out your seat and let your fingers pop. It's time for sweet Dr. Rock the spot. Now wham, bam, here I am. I'm like a superstar in funny land. And from the shores of California to the coast of New York,
yeah.
All the women like the way I walk and
what?
Talk. But I got style, I got grace, and I pick my ladies in the best of day. So don't you girls get petrified. And when we touch ya, you get electrified. And we won't let go till we're satisfied. Cause we are the ones who are qualified to give you the loving that can't be denied. We're gonna take you up to the hillside, then lay you on back, side by side. And then you rock and roll with Jekyll and Hyde.
Up on the audience and make yourself bleed and roll on glass.
Water?
Do you do that?
What? Did I ever?
Yeah.
Yes.
If I could have a heart to heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart to heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, school.
Cutting and burning.
Clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart to heart with my dad.
If it were real heart to heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen. And be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
I had problems. I hope to hell that somebody in the record business and the movie business who wants to watch someone with some real talent, somebody will say, well, forgive me for my problems formerly, you know?
Too many problems, so why am I here? I need me because you're all too clear. And I can see there's something wrong with you. What do you expect me to do? At least I've got to know what I want to be. Now come to me if you need pity. Are you lonely? You've got no one. You got your body in suspension. That's a problem. Problem. Problem.
We're mixing up funk music with punk music on this episode of the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts non-commercial community freeform radio. Yes, this is the third in my Tears of the Gods Street Jams sub-series. This one's called Street Jams and Punks, featuring Afrika Bambaataa and the American proto-punk band, the Stooges, from Ann Arbor, Michigan, with singer Iggy Pop and guitarist Ron Ashton. We kicked off that set with Dr. Ice and the Educated Rapper, a song called Roxanne, Roxanne. And then it was the Ramones with She's the One, followed with an answer song to that first Roxanne, Roxanne. This one supposedly by the real Roxanne. And that is the name of the track with it, too. And both of those I found on the outstanding electro-funk compilation, Street Jams, Hip Hop from the Top, Volume 2. And then we heard an excerpt from an interview Tom Snyder did with Iggy Pop. And there Iggy gave, in his own words, an explanation of the kind of Apollo and Dionysus split in the ways of Western thinking and art. And he gave his own example there about what he thought the ancient Greeks did. And we followed that with the title track from our featured Stooges album, Funhouse, followed by Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the Genius Rap. And then it was one of my mashups of a PSA, two PSAs, one from the Mormons Heart to Heart and another one from the Mennonite Churches and Media on Cutting and Burning, with advice about how to help deal with such problems should they occur in your life or those of loved ones. Yes, Mennonite Media. Another little bit of a interview excerpt with Iggy Pop followed, and then it was the Sex Pistols with Problems off of their studio album Nevermind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols. Backing me up right now is Felix Mendelssohn as composer once again. This is his concerto for two pianos and orchestra in E major, the second movement, as opposed to the first movement we heard in the last talk break. Now I want to get you primed for Somerville Porch Fest, which is coming up on Saturday, May 14th, 2 weeks from now. Yes, Somerville Porch Fest 2022 is set to ring out on front steps across the city on Saturday, May 14th. You can stroll through neighborhoods citywide to enjoy this showcase of Somerville's varied and diverse array of musical talent. Festivities will start west of Willow Ave from 12 to 2 p.m., and performances between Willow Ave and Central Street will take place from 2 to 4 p.m., and then east of Central Street will bring it on home from 4 to 6 p.m. For more information, go to somervilleartscouncil.org/porchfest, or just search for Somerville Porch Fest in your web browser. This has been a message from the Somerville Arts Council and your music-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Community Radio. So I got one last set for you, and we're going to, we're going to mix up some more electro-funk early hip-hop from the 1980s for you, with our featured artists, Afrika Bambaataa and the Stooges. And we'll see what more we can get going on that before we turn things over to Savoir Faire promptly at 10 p.m. for some more great 80s music. Here on WMFO in Medford, here's Curtis Blow.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. 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 They're playing basketball. We love
now
that
rapping basketball. Number one, Curtis Blow.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king on the microphone. So adopt the J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks and taking it to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley-oop. I like the pick and roll. I like the give and go. Cause it's basketball. But Mr. Curtis Blow. Earl the Pearl and Will Big O and Jerry West play basketball at its very best. Basketball has always been my thing. I like Magic Bird and Bernard King. And number 33, my man Kareem is the center of my stalling team. Isaiah and Iceman too. Just give him the ball and then you talk up too. Dantley and Wiggins are on the scene, and Ralph Sampson is really mean. Bill Russell didn't take no jump, and Dell Dawkins got a monster dunk. To the hoop, y'all. Yes. Ha ho, here I go. Face. Watch me. Deal, deal, deal. Check me, man. Oh. Get on down. Oh, yeah, I like this basketball. Yeah, now here I go in your face. Swish. Oh, yeah. To the hoop, y'all. It's basketball. Tell me, were you in the jump? The night won't score 100 points. Or when the Celtics won titles back to back and didn't give nobody no kind of fact. Or when Dr. J shook the whole damn team with moves that came right out of a dream. Or when Willis Reed stood so tall playing deep with desire. It's basketball. A lot of fun. Sit by the TV and watch them all. Cause Curtis Blow is rapping basketball.
Man, did you see that boy Pearl the other night take that thing up in Ewan's face?
Yeah, he's bad, but I like Michael Jordan, man.
Oh, y'all remember the old days, though? The old days of the Ruckus with Dr. J used to take the whole team, boy.
Oh, man, he's still doing it.
He used to burn him. I saw him burn.
Burn Cassie Russell one night, man, was embarrassing.
Hey, yo, see Bernard King, man.
Oh, Bernard King is my man. I like the Knicks. The Knicks play ball, baby.
Oh, they can play that ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill Russell was the man.
But we'll get the taker, man. We'll.
Man, when Russell had the championship ring, Booker had them points. That's all he ever had. Jerry West.
Hassling decent people, I make it my business.
Yeah.
this is to get my face on more screens, to get my name in more papers and more print, and to expand my fame.
But you are aware it's going to mean problems for you, isn't it, later?
And also to increase my financial power. I'm determined to enjoy this, and I can enjoy it only if I sincerely tell you that.
Do you want to have a party?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to have a ball?
Huh. Yeah, yeah.
Do
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts non-commercial community radio. I've been your community member, DJ Edward Buchert, and our theme for this episode has been the third in my Tears of the Gods Street Jams sub-series. This one was Street Jams and Punks, featuring the electro-funk artist and hip-hop, early hip-hop innovator, Afrika Bambaataa. And then on the punk side, the American proto-punk band from Ann Arbor, Michigan, formed in 1967 with singer Iggy Pop and guitarist Ron Ashton, the Stooges. We heard selections from their second album, 1970s Funhouse. Started off that final set with Curtis Blow and Basketball. And then we heard from Mr. T. Then it was the Dead Boys and Sonic Reducer from a great compilation album, DIY Blank Generation, The New York Scene, 1975 to 1978. And then we heard from Afrika Bambaataa and James Brown. Quite a collaboration there. Unity Part 1, the third coming. And it was our final selection from the Stooges' Funhouse album, TVI. And some more bits of an interview with Iggy Pop. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is our final Felix Mendelssohn composition. This is some incidental music from A Midsummer's Night's Dream. I expect to be back again next week with another sound collage for you. Not sure if it'll be a plastic sushi strawberries in time or a Tears of the Gods. But it'll be some kind of a sound collage as long as I'm here. Meanwhile, stay tuned. Savoir Faire's coming back on the 91.5 FM airwaves here with a brand new Squid Pod episode for you, featuring great music from the 1980s. So I'll fade things out here and wish you the best as we have a spring weekend here. And the Tufts students are celebrating their spring fling. Catch you next week.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is me.